or he'd play the filmmaker, sitting high up in the cameraman's chair, wholly consumed with panning across a scene of make-believe. And then one day he cast himself as a victim. He sat in the chair on the far side of the interrogator's wooden desk, his shiny charcoal suit turned dark as he sweated at being questioned. After the wire was slipped around his neck, his right hand began to shake. "Did the people I tortured feel the way I do here?" he asked. "I felt all the terror possess my body." "No," Mr. Oppenheimer quietly replied, "you're making a film. They knew they were going to be murdered." The act of killing, or jagal, as it was called in Indonesian, meaning butcher, was tipped to win an Oscar when it was released in 2012. It became the country's most viewed film after the producers made it available free online, and Indonesians began talking about the years of living dangerously in a way they never had before. As for Mr. Kongo, he evaded justice, but not punishment. The garrotting stayed with him. It was, he said, one of the easiest ways of taking a human life. When, on the final day of the shoot, that had lasted 5 years, he was filmed returning in a mustard double-breasted suit and lemony shirt to the roof of Mr. Sinek's office, where so many men had died by his hand, he sniffed the night air, and then he gulped. Turning away, he retched and retched until he could retch no longer.